Oh. See, here's my unopened tea that I swear every time I come here, it's like my job to leave one thing to get next time I'm here.
Nice.
Because last time it was my sweater. This time it's a brand new.
You're like a coy girlfriend who isn't going to commit to another date, but you'll leave the jacket the car.
I leave my panties.
Leave your sweater so that you have to come and get them. I'm capoed up here. We don't dare do it capo.
Let's do it. Why not? Let's do something different.
When the people that you know don't like you.
Wait.
You have to learn it a new way, even though it's a capo?
Yeah, maybe.
No, you don't. It's just the same chords. Just play in a different position.
Wait.
Just look at that as the nut.
Okay, all right. I got it. All right. Shut up. When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end. Into this podcast, we're your artificial friends.
That was the perfect key for that voice, that goofy voice. How you doing?
Take that capo off for later. I'm well, Josh. Great to see you.
It's nice to see you. It feels like it's been a week since I've seen you.
It has that. So what's new?
Nothing. What about you?
I'm moving around with ease.
Yes.
You know what I did the other day? On Thursday, I guess it was. Took the boy to his martial arts class, his jiu-jitsu class, and left the house, get to the place, and I look around for my cane. I realize I left the house without my cane.
Nice. That's
nice. Which, you know, it didn't make me angry. I looked at it as
it's not in the back of your mind like I need to grab this because it's going to
exactly
be painful later.
Yeah, don't that's great. Absolutely need it. So, you know, hobbled around still a little bit, doing a limp, but was able to move around and be just fine.
I think your goal should be is like eventually, like three or four more karate classes down the line, is to like sneak in the back room and start doing the crane kick.
Oh,
see,
right.
Once you do that, you know you're healed.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
That's what I'd do, at least. That seems like the smart and wise direction to go.
That's what I've been doing here at home. I did it long before this ever happened. But yeah, feeling really, really good. And I feel like, you know, the end is in sight.
You look more fluid while you're walking, less hitchy. Looks like you got a little bit more giddy up in your go, you know what I mean?
Less... What is it?
Hitchy.
Hitch in my giddy up. last time we spoke, you were about to make a meal.
What did I make?
What was it? Were you going to make sauerkraut and?
Oh, that was New Year's.
Was that
long
ago?
Yeah, that's the New Year's thing. Remember, I offered you some, and you got. And that's when you guys were going up to the mountains.
Right, we're
going to
be around. It was
so
going to be
next year.
Going to be a week and a half old. The craving.
Oh, so
it's coming around.
It was this batch was insane. It was so good. Usually we throw some stuff away. Usually, you know, by the end of it, you're like, I can't eat anymore. I had figured out the perfect sauerkraut to meat, potato, pierogi, kibasi, hot dog ratio. It was so good.
Did I tell you this is the vegetarian side of this? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a meat eater. I love sausage. It's a food group.
Right.
I
exactly.
want to, you know, rub it on my nipples.
Jesus. Please don't make me paint that mental picture of just two grilled kibasis, just you circling your nipples.
And they're getting turgid.
Yeah. Oh, All right. That was a good podcast. See you guys later.
There we go. That's two in the first 5 minutes. Turgid nipples. Turgid sausage nipples.
Sounds like some weird punk album.
All right. I'll buy it. I'll listen to it once.
It's like a JFK record.
Where were we?
I don't know. So your love for meat on your nipples.
Yeah.
It's early.
Yeah.
Whew.
Shit. Anyhow,
do we just want to start over? Just clip this snip
so,
here.
So we, I told you about the Christmas tradition that Laura and I have, the Christmas Eve tradition.
Fondue?
A fondue. Right. After the kids are in bed, we have little champagne and fondue, mm-hmm. right? And it's always just been, you know, some sliced apple and bread and fondue.
Right.
Well, the kids find out about this, and particularly Silas, and he's indignant. No fair. No fair. No, well, I want to stay up, but no, that's no fair. There's a lot of no fair going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Although Viv kind of has the Nelly pronunciation of it. It's no fur. No fur.
No fur.
No fur. Anyway, so on New Year's Eve, we tell them, all right, you guys want to have fondue? We'll get fondue, and we'll have that. That's what we'll have for dinner. We'll sit around the table. We'll have some you know bread and some apple, and we'll eat that. Now, I'm thinking as we're heading home, you know, to make this, I'm like, you know what might be good?
I can think of like 50,000 things.
Is some sausage.
Oh yeah.
To yes. dip some sausage in like the fondue.
What, like, wait, what kind?
And well, it'd have to be veggie sausage for oh, right. for okay. the for this group. And although I was thinking, so, oh my
sneak,
God.
Sneak two in there for yourself on the side.
Oh God, wouldn't that have been great? Anyway, I suggest it, and she pops into Whole Foods. And she finds this company, they call it Field Roast.
Okay.
And they make these, like, you know, bricks, these little roasts that you can heat up in there. You know, I don't know, mushroom
they're
and veggie.
They're
meat-like.
And
yeah. And they actually taste pretty good. And we've had them in the past. And I'm like, why don't you see what you can find in the way of sausages in there? Mm-hmm. She goes in and... this company, Field Roast, just came out with these little cocktail sausages. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And they're pretty good. Like, I can imagine having them with breakfast.
Have you tried the hamburger? What's it called? Like, Good Burger or something like that? It's supposed to be really good.
The Impossible Burger?
Or something like that. Yeah, they sell it in Ralph's and everything, and it's like a reasonable price. And I've heard that it tastes... legitimately like similar to meat, and it cooks and crumbles like ground beef.
Well, here's the problem that I have with a couple of those. Mm-hmm. A couple of the fake burgers, the ones that have pink in them, the ones that, you know, have that hue to them that kind of look like, what's that shit they were putting in ground beef?
Bleach?
To hold it together, that pink slime. You know, it kind of just has that pink color to it. Pink slime was that shit that they were adding to hamburger to hold it together. And I don't know what it was. Yeah, it was probably, you know, some...
Sounds delicious.
Ghee or something.
Ghee.
Anyway, where was I?
Well, you're talking about the pink slime.
Right. Yeah, you brought up some of those burgers.
Right.
Some of them are, you know, they kind of bleed a little, you know, pink and what. And that, for a veggie burger, that's not my
Why can't it just be natural veggie juices?
I guess it could.
Veggies have juices.
I don't.
Mushrooms bleed.
It could be that, but I don't know what it is.
Right.
And that's why it, you know.
This is sidetrack. I want to hear about fondue.
But yeah, going back to the fondue, she comes out with these little Field Roast cocktail weenies, these little sausages, and I fry them up on the griddle.
I was going to say, how do you cook them?
I just put them on the griddle. Little bit of butter on the on the griddle, and to brown them up. And you know, we have a griddle built into the stove.
I know, which is awesome.
It's fantastic. So heated those up and brought those over, and we were taking those and cutting them up and putting. It was amazing. It was absolutely fantastic.
I mean, can you put anything bad in fondue?
No.
Yeah, you could just like dip your shoe.
Your penis.
Well, it depends. Some might say that's pretty awesome, but I would just go out and buy like, okay, give me some jerky, give me some. Like, I would just be coming up with this like big bag of things to dip
right.
in cheese.
It's like cream cheese. Weren't you the one that said there's nothing bad you can put cream cheese on?
I don't know.
A chocolate chip cookie? You fucking bet.
I don't know. I might have said that because I do love cream cheese, but I don't know. You know what Jackie taught me?
No.
Is if you take...
Jackie from the Sound.
Yes.
Phone operator.
If you take
in the morning.
You take hot Cheetos, right?
And
hot Cheetos? The red ones that are like spicy hot.
Oh, not temperature hot, spicy.
No,
hot.
No, just.
I thought you heated up some Cheetos. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Preheat your oven to 350. Get a bag of Cheetos.
She is freaky.
And get like the cream cheese in a container, not like the brick.
Right.
And just scrape them on the cream cheese.
Oh,
and then here's what I figured. I was like, she goes, well, the problem is it gets all. You get all schmeggy in your hands and everything like
schmeggy?
That. Yeah, you get all the red dyes.
Right.
So what I did one time is I took a butter knife, okay, and then I stuck it in the cream cheese and pulled a scoop out. Then I stuck the knife into the bag and twirled it around and pulled it out, and I had this cream cheese hot Cheetos popsicle, and it was awesome. That was like one of the smartest things I've ever done. I immediately texted her and showed her, and she was like, I have all my cousins here, and we're trying this right now.
You know what we had a couple weeks ago? Corn chips.
Okay.
Especially the corn chips that scoop. Yeah. You know, the big ones like
yes.
that.
Yes. The thick ones.
Yeah. Corn chips.
They're so greasy. That's why they're so good.
And you know that Rondelay?
Rondelle, or Boursin.
Yes. The creamy cheeses that are, you know,
cheese
little.
Spread with, yeah. Like vegetables,
yeah, yeah, herbs in them, and so those forth. Take some of those corn chips and just dip them in a little bit of that stuff.
Here's how gross I am. I got that stuff right because it's pretty low carb. But I don't. Here's the problem: is that all these awesome dips are low carb because they're all like kind of cheese based and everything.
Sure.
So I can eat them. The problem is there's no vehicles for me to eat this shit on. So
right.
I bought that and I put it on.
Pork
rinds. It was so good. That, there's two, the Boursin and the two that you were talking about.
Yeah,
yeah, and I got the vegetable one with some spicy pork rinds, and it was delicious.
Wow.
Because I can't find anything that's cracker-like or chip-like other than pork rinds. So they're like my vehicle for every dip.
There should be something. Somebody should make something. Now, can't you have seeds?
Yes, but
don't.
But
don't. Don't like those Mary's crackers or something? Aren't they all seed?
No, there's always every time
some
you see
rice
something,
or something.
Yeah, like I saw these, they were like roasted chickpeas or something at Trader Joe's. And I was like, oh, I could eat these. I could eat chickpeas. And then I look at it and there's like, there's sugar in the seasoning. There's flour to use to cake it on and stuff like that. There's always some little, that's why you always got to read the ingredients because even though.
Yeah.
They will say it's something. There's always something in there I can't
well,
eat.
Well, that's the thing that I don't think a lot of people know that the ingredients are listed. Sadly, I don't think a lot of people know that. I think that
really?
Many. I think many people. I think most people that we know know that they're listed in order. Mm-hmm. But I think that there are people that are ignorant of nutrition that don't know that's the order of their mass in the product.
Do you know what I just figured out like this week?
What?
You know that little arrow symbol that says greater than or less
sure,
than?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant for the longest time. Yeah, I had to finally figure it out. I'm like, I stopped. I'm like, all right, I have to deduce what the hell this means because I see it all the time now. I didn't know what it meant.
Where did you go to school? Because I need to write a letter to the superintendent to let him know he failed.
I never saw anybody use that until.
No.
That's a new thing, I think.
No.
Only the last 10 years.
No, only the last
is
10,
greater than.
10.
That.
Century.
I'm telling you, that
no.
thing is new.
No.
How
no,
can I
no,
go my
no.
whole life
I don't
and
know.
Then all of a sudden reach age 30 and now all of a sudden this new symbol shows up?
I learned it in first
like
grade.
Like a rune.
I learned it in first grade.
It's a rune. No.
Yes.
I never learned any of that in any math class.
Because we learned it when in very low grades. In the way we memorized it was, it was a fish.
Okay.
So, you know, if you had... whatever it had its mouth open to,
yeah.
It was that was the greater side.
Well,
was going to
in my mouth, I just thought,
eat it.
The point is smaller than the gap. So when it says one,
yes,
yeah,
yeah.
And the reason I figured out is because I'm looking at all these ingredients now, and it'll say, like 0 grams. It'll say less than
right.
1 gram.
Right.
Like they have to put something on there, so it'll be like. Less equals less than 1 gram of
yeah.
carbs or something like that.
So what is that symbol?
Yeah.
The whatever you call it.
I don't know. What is that?
Sideways hey, chevron.
No. Yeah, that's not. I guess it's a chevron.
Yeah. Anyway, what is that with a line
or equal
underneath
to? And that's what that's the other one I found out. So I researched it further, and I was like, what about the one with the line? And I'm like, well, that makes sense, because that's the equal mark plus the half of the equal mark plus the...
I love it. I love that you're continuing your education. That's amazing. That's great.
Isn't that, it was like one of those things I just ignored so many years. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't care. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I should probably figure this out, because it seems to be, I've been encountering it a lot lately.
Yesterday, I am on the Cal State Northridge campus, right? And I work at the radio station, and I have a little bit of time to go over to the bookstore. And the students aren't there yet, right? So it's kind of like a ghost town. They're just they're staffing up to sell books and all, you know, for the new semester that starts this next week. And I realize I've been there a year, and I've never gone through the bookstore and checked it out. So I'm going through there, and I'm looking at, I love stationery and graph paper and drawing paper.
We've had this discussion.
Pencils and all that kind of shit, drafting stuff. Right. I love it. I can't get enough of it. I love it.
That's so weird.
Love it. Well, it's because I was engineering in engineering school, and had to take technical drawing classes, drafting classes, and all. That's where I missed the boat. I should have been an architect.
That's what,
because I would have fucking loved
that. That's what my mom wanted me to be.
Oh, I would have eaten it up. Oh, it would have been great. I really am. You know, I just built a fucking shed from my noodle. It's something that I have an appreciation for, and would, I think, have been thumping good at.
Right.
So I missed the boat, I think, on that. But is it ever too late to start?
Just go get some pencils and some paper.
I go in there, and I'm looking at all that stuff, and then I go around a corner, and... You know, in movies, like when they do, somebody realizes the size of something, and
they move the camera on the wheel.
They dolly as well as
Jaws.
In.
They did that a lot in Jaws.
It was a Hitchcock thing.
Yes,
he did it first in Vertigo.
Okay,
and so you see that.
You know what it is?
It's
a camera on a track, and then while he's moving backwards, they're zooming, so it gets this weird kind of
stretching.
Like Vertigo thing. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a stretching. You get the impression of, oh my God, this is out of control.
Yes, yes.
I turned and looked down the hallway that I'd never seen of this store, and I realized, oh shit, that's the stacks of books in the bookstore, and it's stretched out forever. I'm like, I should go back there and look around. So I'm walking back there, and I look around. They've got everything. They had Harry Potter books and all kinds of crazy shit. And as I'm walking back out, I see this stand. And to your point of learning things that you didn't know before, or refreshing your memory about certain things, it had these little cheat sheets, these laminated. Some of them were single, page laminated both sides. Some of them were trifold, where they would fold out. And it was like 100 different topics. One was business management. You'd open it up, and it would have just different things you need to know.
Just like a short glossary of keywords.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great idea.
They had it for different languages. They had conversational Spanish. And I'd take it out, and I'd look at it. I'm like, holy shit, this would be great to have.
Still have those little – do you remember those little yellow books that were like
– Cliff's Notes?
Yeah, do they still have those?
I'm sure, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess – I'm just thinking, in today's age, everything's digital.
It might all be...
online.
Yeah, it might be digitized at this point.
I actually remember buying those.
By this point, they have to have Cliff's Notes on tape.
On tape, it's just probably online.
Yeah,
probably
but
just go find
audiobook versions of the Cliff's Notes. But yeah,
did you get anything?
I didn't. I'm going to go back. They were like between $3 and $7. And $4 and $7. But I saw that. I'm like, I'm going to come back here and get like a half dozen of these things, because what great to have, because you can go to Wikipedia to find this, that, and the other thing. But for a specific topic, something that you specialize in.
Like engineering or something. This
yeah.
And then, like, all these
and, you know,
measurement
here are different constants that you need to know for this or that or whatever.
Exactly.
Conversions of different things.
Things specific to that line of study.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Cooking. You know, I'm sure they have one for that, different substitutes, things you can, substitute for this or that or whatever. But I thought that was really, really neat.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It makes me want to go to school again.
Yeah, no, not me. It makes me just want to go buy a cheat sheet so I don't have to go to school.
Getting back to my original point.
Fondue?
Cooking. No, it was before that.
Let's talk about fondue again.
I've almost gotten Lara on board with, and you're responsible for fostering this in me.
Ooh.
I've almost gotten her on board for a dish that my mother, my German mother of German descent, used to make for us a couple of times a month.
Ooh, what is it?
It was mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Sauerkraut.
Love it already.
And wieners.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
I
don't even get any more German than that.
No.
Maybe you want to throw kielbasa or bratwurst in there.
Well, we used to have the poppy wieners that we would go down to
poppy wieners?
Southern Indiana, and those red. We talked about these.
Oh, yeah.
The,
I know
the red,
talking about.
When you bite into them, they snap.
Snap dogs.
Yeah.
Did you ever have beans and wieners when you were a kid?
Sure.
That was a staple.
That
was such an easy dinner for like two boys and a grown man. Just a couple cans of beans and like a pap of snipped up hot dogs. Just throw them in there, heat them up, and then here you go, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great dinner.
That and macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're set. You got it. But I've gotten Laura, I described the dish to her, and she's like, and wieners?
Now, how are you going to cook?
Well, I mean, like, you know, we get sausages. We'd get, veggie sausages and put. She's like, oh, okay.
Does she like sauerkraut? Does she like pickled
stuff?
She
doesn't know it. I don't think she's, she never had it in her life. She's had it, but
she
it
like
hasn't
pickles
been.
Pickles and olives and stuff
sure,
like that?
Because,
I mean, there's that strong kind of fermented, tangy taste to it, which is what I love about it.
And I think she would like it because her palate has changed since Vivian was born. Like when she was pregnant with Vivian, she wouldn't, like before, since I knew her, when we go out to Indian food, Indian restaurant, she would always get it mild. She liked Indian food, but it would always have to be very mild. Couldn't be spicy. Now,
I'm in the exact same boat.
Now, she'll go out and say, oh, no, I like that spicy, please. She wants it.
My wife was, when we started dating, was like, she would go, she was one of those people that could go to a wings place and get the hot wings and be like, these are okay. Meanwhile, I'm like just sweating, dumping Coke on my face. I mean, I'm getting the medium ones. Now, I make stuff where I've seen her put it down and go, that is a little hot. And I'm like, it's awesome. I don't know what happened, but I think I just got used to it. And then, you know what hot, like that hot sauce thing is, right? Is it, when you eat that, your brain releases some type of chemical that is associated with like pleasure. So even though it might be painful and you're going crazy, your brain has this pleasure thing.
Some endorphin?
Yeah, I don't know what the exact chemical it is, but that's why people that like hot stuff, that's why that you're looking at them going, are you a lunatic? Why are you punishing yourself like that? And that's why they're like, I crave it. When I crave something hot, I'll be like, I'll go grab something and just dump a pile of hot sauce on it and just eat it because I need something spicy and hot like that. It's because your brain releases some weird pleasure chemical.
Huh, just like when you eat sugar.
Pleasure chemical, huh?
Pleasure
chemical. I'll give you a pleasure chemical.
I thought it was going to be explained by just getting older. You know, the older you get, your taste buds die.
Oh, right, yeah.
And you need
that
things.
That could be too.
You need things to be a little bit more piquant.
But I noticed with sauerkraut too, the more the crafts, I don't know, the homemade versions, the craft sauerkraut, those seem to be a little bit more milder. They seem to be cured a little. They're less tangy.
They're fermented.
Yeah, but they have that less vinegary bite to them.
Right. Well, maybe they're fermented longer so that the vinegar,
turns into sugars or something. But so what's the next step? When's this going to happen?
I don't know. I'm
Did you just plant the seeds and then slowly back away?
You don't want to push.
Yeah, let them germinate in there. Let them ferment, if you will.
Yeah, you don't want to push. But I think that I'm going to, because I know I won't get any pushback on the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I make tremendous mashed potatoes. I think it's going to be the combination of the three and learning to love excuse me, mixing the three together on the plate. Because that's the key.
See, okay, so
Hero bite of a little bit of you got, first of all, you got to put the sauerkraut on the fork, right? Just a little bit, the proper shredding amount of the proper wadding of sauerkraut.
Okay.
Then you need to get a little bit of scoop of the mashed potatoes, and then you need
the
to stab.
Method.
Then you need to stab the coin of sausage, so that you have that hero bite all together, and you get all of it at once.
See, but I cook the meat in the sauerkraut, okay?
Oh, I see.
And then the meat will take on some of that tang from the sauerkraut, mm-hmm. and the sauerkraut will get
which
a little
especially
bit
especially good with pork.
Exactly. And then the sauerkraut will get some of the fat from the meat, and then you take a big scoop of that, and then plus if you got like pork, kielbasa, and hot dogs all sliced up in there, then you just put a dollop of that on the mashed potatoes, and then you just go in. Some you get one bite a little potato heavy. Next bite, a little sauerkraut heavy. Next bite, meat heavy. You do whatever you want. That's a method to success right there.
By the way, can I tell you, I hope I'm not breaking a HIPAA oath here, but Laura goes to her doctor.
Uh-huh.
Doctor said, I forget what the exact way they put it was, but you need more sodium. So she's got like a free card to anything she eats just to get the salt shaker.
Give me one of those.
Cover it with salt. I swear to God, we have.
Why?
I guess she has a little bit of a sodium deficiency.
Sodium? Nope. Said no one ever.
I said no one ever. I know
exactly.
Oh no! I know what it is. Her blood pressure was low. That was it.
Oh okay.
So they said that's going to help speed it
bowl
up.
Bowl Wheaties with some salt on it.
I swear to God, she
eat
salts
popcorn.
She will salt potato chips.
Oh, salt ham. Put some salt in my bacon.
It's amazing.
Hey, guess what we're doing tonight?
What?
I'm so excited. So I thought of this yesterday because it's 3-day weekend. I'm like, anytime there's a 3-day weekend, I want to try to do at least one kind of fun family thing just because mm-hmm. it's a 3-day weekend. We have an opportunity to all hang out and do something.
Sure.
So we and Cindy were like, well, do we go somewhere? And we're like,
ecstasy. Yeah. You got some ecstasy? You gonna take some Molly tonight?
Where are we? And so I think, I'm like, why don't we go to Medieval Times?
No.
So we're going tonight, and I cannot.
Have you ever been?
No.
I haven't always.
That's what half of me is just, I'm not going to be like, turn into a geek and be like, this is the greatest thing it's all time. I just want to go and do it one time and then also watch Owen because he doesn't even know about it. We're just going to tell him we're going to this castle restaurant and then we're just going to watch him go crazy while we get to scream and eat like animals and stuff. So it's going to be fun. Medieval Times.
I love the scene from, what is
the
it?
Cable Guy?
Cable Guy?
Yeah.
With Matthew Broderick and Janine Garofalo.
Which?
She comes around and she goes, greetings, welcome to Medieval Times. I will be your wench and bring you this and that. And he goes, what would you like to drink? Would you like Pepsi or Mountain Dew or whatever? And he's like, I think I'm okay with water, but you think I could have some silverware? She goes, no, alas, just like in Medieval Times, we do not have silverware here. He's like, you have Pepsi, but you don't have silverware?
She's just.
She goes, you breaking my balls.
She's got the script memorized. No, alas, we cannot do it now.
Forsooth.
What about you? Got anything going on this weekend?
We are not going to Medieval Times.
Oh.
I'm supposed to be piling shit in the shed. And
now that you built it, you
now that I built
it,
I've got to clean out the laundry
this
room
is the
and
bullshit
put everything
part.
In there. Yeah, I'm not.
You're like, hey, Laura, I built it. Why don't you fill it up? That's
right.
Not fair.
Come on,
it's a team effort here.
You're the wife. You're supposed to fill stuff up with shit.
Exactly. Don't we have shoes to put in here or something?
So I got that to look forward to. Otherwise, kids have some play dates. There's a birthday party for them to go to, which is great because they get out of my hair. I'll want to watch a little football.
Football, yep. That's tomorrow.
Yeah. And I'm not happy about it.
No.
At this point, I think I want Chiefs and Rams.
I think everybody's in the same boat.
Pretty much, yeah. Right?
Well, here's the way I'm thinking. All right, so I think the Patriots Chiefs game is the later one, and I wish they were reversed because then that would affect my rooting interest.
It sounded like you said Patriots cheats.
Maybe I did. I might have.
Maybe you were thinking Patriot and Cheat.
It could have been a Freudian slip. But if the Patriots win, then I want New Orleans to win. But if the Chiefs win, I want the Rams to win.
Did you say New Orleans?
I'm from Northeast. I don't say New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Louisville. Louisville. Which is worse? New Orleans or Louisville?
Louisville.
You can't. I mean, it's like that's like a gag.
It sounds like a dry heave.
It sounds like a cat with a fur ball. Where are you from? Louisville. Nerdworm. Yeah, they rub, give him the Heimlich maneuver.
You imagine having a very easy gag reflex and being from there. So, where are you from?
Do you have an easy gag reflex?
Medium.
Oh, I there's certain stories that I can't tell without gagging.
Do you want to see the picture of my hip?
No. When you brush your teeth, do you brush your tongue?
Sure.
Do you gag?
A little bit.
Oh, it sounds like it's January 1st in my house, and I'm dealing with a hangover when I brush my teeth, because I'm just like, and that's just from brushing my tongue.
You know what I can't stand to clean up is when the cat barfs.
Oh,
it's the worst. And just thinking about it makes me want to eat. It brings it up. Oh.
Let me tell you a story. I'll try to tell you a story. It's the grossest. When Grant told me this story, I ran away and almost threw up. And
Grant?
The singer in my...
The singer from the band who now runs eHarmony.com.
Yes. And I had... This has happened more than once. The last time I tried telling Joanne this story, and about three times in it, I get gagged and I start crying.
Joanne, the traffic director at 100.3 The Sound back in the day. Absolutely.
All right. So I wasn't there. This is the story he relayed to me. This is Grant, and he was playing. It was a tribute night to somebody. I don't know who. Maybe like Willie Nelson or something like that. And they got a bunch of artists. They had a back band that learned like these 10 songs, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they had like three or four artists come up and sing these different songs.
This is here in L.A.?
Yeah, this is in L.A. And Grant was like on first. And so he goes on. He does his couple of songs. Then he waits and he sticks around. And they say, hey, would you come up and do the last song for us? And he's like, sure. He goes up. And the microphone has that big... black foam thing on top of it. I'm getting sick. You know what I'm talking about?
One of those windscreen, yes.
Yeah, but the big, like, 70s one, right?
Right.
That, like, that looks like a fro. So it's got one of those on it. So he goes up, and he says, there's a little bit of intro to this.
I'm just picturing this big bush... So this bushy wind muff.
So he goes up and they're strumming.
Don't puke in my office.
And there's like, there's like 30 seconds of song intro. There's like 30 seconds of song intro, and he goes up, and there's like he starts the song. I don't know what song it was, but it was like a big, he belts into the song, right?
Sure.
Well, he goes up, puts his... puts his mouth right on the mic. And takes a breath in. And just sucks it. Everybody spit. from the previous 8 songs. He told me that story. Just thinking about.
Louisville.
No. I gotta take my glasses off. Thinking about that and then describing it. Maybe it's because I just paint the picture in my head and then I picture what it was to be like. Yeah. And I'll tell you the reason why you told me that story is because one time we were playing what's a place that makes beer?
A brewery?
Yeah, we're playing in a brewery in Arizona. And they had this big, we're playing a brewery in Louisville. And they had this big stage, and it was kind of cool. And we played in front of this guy named Guitar Shorty. And he opened up, and then we played a set, and then he played a set. And he just left his mic on there, and Grant went up, started singing it. And he's like, he sang one song and turned and looked at me. He's like, it just smells like assholes. So Guitar Shorty, who wore this weird long outfit, so I started calling him Guitar Moo Moo. Yeah, that's just, oh, my eyes are watering. This is the grossest.
Oh, wow. You heaving.
Like, you don't think about stuff like that when you hear about all the glory of being a musician. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you don't think about the gross. Like, you know how gross those stages are? When I see people play barefoot, I'm like, so gross.
People spit and everything else.
Spit. Just beer everywhere, glass.
Oh, God.
Don't ever make me tell that again.
That was great. That made my day. Have you seen A Star Is Born yet? The remake?
I've never seen the original. So.
With Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
No, yeah, my wife wants to go see that.
You know what? You'll like it. I think you'll like it. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga was better than I imagined. And Bradley Cooper was really, really good. You know, when I turned a corner with him, I never really thought anything about him. But when I saw him on...
The Hangover.
No, I just saw the clip from him on Jimmy Fallon, where he does a note perfect air guitar to the guitar solo in "Down by the River" by Neil Young.
The one where I tweeted you while you were playing on the sound that it was the absolute worst guitar solo of all time.
Yes, which it's not.
It sounds like he literally. Every string on the guitar got broke, and he doesn't know how to play it. He just goes,
You're a Philistine. You have no idea. No idea what you're talking about. Should we get to some face bag?
Yes.
Is there any face bag on the site that you saw? I didn't look on Facebook.
I don't remember.
I've got a couple of...
I didn't get any emails. Do we get any phone calls?
I got a couple of phone calls here, phone messages for you, so let's go.
Let's do it.
Hey guys, this is Dave. Gotta say, I love the new message. I was gonna leave a long message, but Josh talked so much that I forgot what I was gonna say. Anyway, speaking of Josh, the past few podcasts, he's mentioned Gina and how he's texted her. And I was wondering, are you ever gonna have Gina on the show, or is that something that may never happen because of, commitments and et cetera, et cetera? Anyway, love your guys' podcast. Keep it up. And, by the way, I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. All right, bye.
I would love to have Gina.
Yeah. I think it's hard. She's got her finger in so many different things going on right now.
And the time that they do the Adam Carolla podcast changes periodically to Adam's whim. And then she's got these, she's got to go on these cruises and these live shows they do around the country.
I think she does something every once in a while with like the Young Turks.
Young Turks, right? Yeah, she's been on there. But I would love, we trade texts all the time, but I would dearly love for her to be on. Here's what we need to do. Next time, Mark's in town.
You know, and I was texting him a couple weeks ago, and he said he's going to be in around February.
Well, here's what we do. We don't tell him.
Yes.
We tell her. We don't tell him. And we get him. No.
Okay.
we get him in here and then walk her in.
I think that's an awesome idea.
I think that's what
you know what? Before you play the next one, I didn't go back to listen to it, but I remember at the end of the last one, somebody had asked us who was a classmate of Steve Miller, and I said Joe Walsh, and I don't think we ever resolved that, did we?
No, and I said Boz Skaggs.
And I listened to a Boz. Off topic, I have a new thing. I want to tell you what I'm doing, and I think you'll be happy with it. So my coworker, Allison, she's a big music buff. She just loves music and everything. Uh-huh. And she was telling me she's decided to go through the Rolling Stone top 500 albums and listen to each one, one by one.
Wait. Oh, I thought you meant the band.
No, yeah, all, no, no,
wow.
That's the Grateful Dead.
Interesting.
That has 500 albums. But I thought that was such a great idea. I started doing it too, because with Spotify now, they have all those albums.
Sure.
I listened to a Boz Scaggs record that I absolutely enjoyed. I
wow.
listened, I'm on like 25 albums in, and there's only two albums that I've actually ever listened to before in those 25.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Was that the one with Loan Me a Dime on it?
Which one?
The Boz Scaggs one.
It was, I think his first one was like 1967 or something like that. It was super soulful, and that's not what I was thinking, more like Lido
Shuffle.
And, and all that crap. And I'm like, I hate that Boz Scaggs, but this was like, whoa, this is a Boz Scaggs that I was not familiar with. So, yeah.
Nice.
And then, do we ever want to figure out who's a classmate of Steve Miller? Or just
yeah,
forget it?
But you want to sit here while I look it up online?
No. We'll save that for the next episode.
Let's see. This is... here we go.
Hi, this is George Eldridge from Long Beach. I appreciate that you... aired my 2-minute and 15-second first contribution. I'll keep this a little bit shorter. So glad to hear everybody's doing well. Drop in a quick trivia on Magic Castle. The Magic Castle, the original house was built by Rollin B. Lane, and it was fashioned after Kimberly Crest, the house that is in Redlands. Very good. Talk to you later. Bye.
I dated Kimberly Crest.
And that's the Magic Castle segment for this week. I can't wait for the next one.
It's the Magic Castle Quarter. Thank you, George.
Castle.
Thank you, George. Oh, and thank you, Dave, for your message a minute ago. Let's see. Do we have one more?
I can't wait for the day where I get the Magic Castle fact right. When he says, when he gives us a Magic Castle trivia, I'm going to go read the Magic Castle wiki. So this guy calls in next week or whatever, and I'm doing it this week.
Stump him?
Call back and see if
I should go to the bookstore and see if they've got
one
of those.
Have a little card for Magic Castle.
Yeah, those cheat sheets. Laminated cheat sheet on the Magic Castle.
Well, hello, my artificial friends, Andy and Josh, and also your sometimes guest hosts, Sam and Larry. This is Scott Gerber.
They're on a
I'm the pumpkin guy who came on and carved on Mark in the Morning. Also, Josh gave you the plans for the workbench.
Right.
Andy, I really think you need to build the same workbench and put it in the shed, but that's not the reason I'm calling. The reason I'm calling is I'm building a new playlist in my Spotify that is going to, in my opinion, pay tribute to 100.3 The Sound. And I was wondering if, by chance, either of you have any old playlists or written files of song lists that I could use to emulate playlists from The Sound. So, anyhow, if you guys have something like that, Josh, you know how to reach out to me on Facebook Messenger, or you guys can email me at gotpumpkins@hotmail.com. And,
here, let's crowd.
Yeah, so this has been 100.3 The Sound, KSWD Los Angeles. I screwed that up. I do know how to do this. That is KSWD 100.3 Los Angeles. This is The Sound. This stream will self destruct in 3, 2,
good attempt.
Wow, yeah. I hope his Spotify playlist pays tribute to The Sound as well as that.
Can you do the do you remember the station ID? Can you do it right off the top of your head?
KSWD FM and HD 1 Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California's classic rock.
Yeah.
Is that right? So,
yes. Yeah, that was it. Good one.
Yeah.
All right, good. Top of the hour, every hour.
Yeah.
Here's what we do. Since he gave his email out, why don't everybody email him with? I mean, it was pretty. It's a pretty easy playlist, right?
Yeah. With your favorite, email basically, him with your favorite song.
Yeah.
From the sound, sure. And we can crowdsource this, yes, so you and I don't have to lift
exactly
a finger. That's what you're after?
Yes, exactly. Everybody email him your favorite memory of the playlist from the sound.
Yeah.
And go ahead and you can CC Andy on it.
No,
that's your email.
No. No. No.
CC no. Sam Farmer.
No. 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 I think that if you... I think if you just said, Siri, I'd like a classic rock playlist, and it will come up with, you know, the basics of, because it's, you know, it's just the greatest hits from each artist.
Yeah, and that, and then put like Bang a Gong in there. And then,
yeah.
Yeah, put a deep, no, not really a deep cut.
A song in which no gong is banged. Oh.
Interesting. Which is, Mott the Hoople was one of the 25 albums I've listened to so
nice.
Far.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which one?
The one with Bang a Gong.
Really?
Yep.
What was I gonna say? Mott the Hoople, something about
any more messages?
At the end of that song, Mott the Hoople bang a gong.
What is Mott the Hoople? Is that a guy?
No, it is. It's a reference to a literary thing. What was it?
What's a hoople? Why is it named Mott?
Mott the... I know this, but I've forgotten it. Mott the Hoople.
It's some English slang for, like, beating off or something, isn't it? Like a Steely Dan.
No. History. Let's see.
Phenomena. Mm-hmm. All right. So,
you gonna make me look this up?
No.
You sorry that you ever brought it up?
Hey, you know what? Let's get topic for our listeners. Call us in. Call what Mott the Hoople is. Call in. Let us know. Just let's source all this stuff out for the listeners.
It's from a book. I'm pretty sure.
That's perfect. That's
is that all you need
that's
to
all
know?
I need to know. I believe it has something to do with a thing.
Yes. Yes. You know what I love, though, about the band? The sense of humor. They put out, in, like, at 73, an album called Mott. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, 74, they put out an album called The Hoople. That's great. Hey, Josh, it's been great.
I had a fun time today.
Me too.
I'm rooting for you on the sauerkraut, too.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to try to put that over. We forgot to say at the outset that you are Josh Fligger.
I am.
I'm Andy
I'll
Chandler.
I'll always be Josh Fligger.
And that Larry Morgan and Sam Farmer are on assignment. By the way, Sam has wanted us to pass on that he is very eager to rejoin.
Yes.
And, of course, we're just a few weeks away from the Super Bowl and the end of the NFL season. So we should have a Sam back.
Yeah, but that guy never really gets a break, does he?
He doesn't.
As soon as the Super Bowl, there's what's next? Like a golf tournament or something.
Yeah, he's got to convince
the
people.
Gets a little bit of time.
He's got to convince the people at the Times that he's worth a shit outside the
right, exactly
the NFL season. Larry, we just got to get Larry back. I need to pop over there for maybe a midweek session and hang out with him for a while. Now that I'm getting a little bit more mobile and you know, back in charge of my physical.
I miss those guys.
Faculties. Yeah, me too.
I know.
Me too. But I'm grateful for you.
Ah, well,
how can people get a hold of you?
You can email me at joshuajfligger@gmail.com and find us on Facebook. And like this podcast, too, because that helps it get promoted, kind of, I think. I don't know. Right? Doesn't it? If they rate it, or even if you don't like it, you can give it 1 star, it at least shows that people are listening.
Yeah, give it more than 1 star.
Yeah, I'm saying if you truly hate us,
I mean, even if
go ahead and just let us know.
You take an Uber. You take an Uber, and even if the person's a dipshit, you give them 4 stars, right?
No.
No?
If you give them
a zing?
It's the same thing as, if you get the worst service in the world, do you leave a tip?
They are lucky to get 19% from me.
Do you always leave a tip?
I always leave some tip. You stiff people?
I don't. I can't remember the last time I have, but I wouldn't be afraid to if somebody completely gave me the shittiest service of all time.
Oh, my God.
Like, somebody handed me my water and gave me the bird. At the same time, I'd be like, I'm not giving you 19%.
All right, that's fair. Last night, we go out to a restaurant, right? And because it was a late night at school. There was a class meeting with our teacher and so forth. And so late, so we're like, it's too late to get home and make anything. Let's just go to a restaurant. We go to a restaurant. And we're looking out the window at something. And our waiter comes up behind me, this big, tall guy. He's like 6'4 or something. But we're looking out the window. He's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. He goes, no, actually, it's Frank. Jumped out of my pants.
Are you jumpy?
No,
I am.
Not usually. I know you are.
I'm like crazy jumpy. I get scared at least 3 times a day, and it'll be from like Cindy asking me if I want some butter or something like that. She's like, she's like, you want some toast?
Oh God, I remember. I used to love. Used to love to make you jump.
I get so mad. You know who's taking advantage of it now?
Who?
Owen. Oh, 6-year-old just lives to terrify me. And he jumps out from his laces and screams with the monster hands. And I can't help but to immediately get red and fill with fury because I hate being scared. Now, I understand if you accidentally scare me.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like if it, just something
that's
weird
on
happens.
You.
Yeah, it's just like, but when you intentionally scare me, and especially when he's done it like, and I fall for it every single time. It's not just like he's done it like once or twice. It's like the 15th time that he scared me in the exact same location in the house that I've walked past. And he doesn't care. he thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. And Cindy's even had like talks with him, like, honey, now you know daddy gets scared really easily, and that he doesn't like it. And he's just like, okay, uh-huh. I can't wait to do it next time.
Right. That's awesome. Should we go up to the 5th fret?
Whoa. I have to go down. I can't go that high. I'll try. Should I go high or low?
That you know don't like you.
Well, how can people get a hold of you first?
You already said it. Do you listen to this podcast?
No. I tune this out.
JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com. Oh, here's what you're doing. You're trying to get me to go, well, Andy, how can people get hold of you?
Why didn't you do that? I'm on Instagram at Andy Chandler.
Oh, okay.
I'm on Twitter at Andy_Chanley, mm-hmm. and I'm on Facebook, DJ Andy Chanley.
Jeez, so much stuff. I'm the big radio DJ. I have to have all these handles, all right?
It's the bane of my existence.
have you Instagrammed anything lately?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do stuff.
I thought you like dove in and then just kind of was like, I don't know.
I do it every now and then. Yeah. I'm not good at it.
I don't know. Maybe I need to buy into Instagram. I don't care enough.
Buy an Instagram?
I mean, no, buy into it.
Oh, buy into Instagram.
I don't. I'm not going to buy an Instagram. I'm not that old. I'm going to go buy the internet.
I think I might buy me an Instagram.
Hey, can somebody turn on the VCR?
Still flashing 12.
Yeah, exactly. Ran. How high is this?
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
That was easier.
I had to go low because it's too high.
Hey, when I go high, you go low.
Have you ever tried to hear me sing high? This makes Cindy pee your pants a little bit, okay? I'm going to try to go like a normal tone sing and sing the highest note I can.
Okay.
That's the highest note I could hit.
Wow.
just shattered all the glasses in this building.
Oh.
Normal.